The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The less both sides say publicly, the better. As I publicly state our position in my endorsement of Russ Ball, Matt LaFleur, and Brian Gutekunst.
Coach McGinty, what will Washington need to get back into this ball game?
Heart.
I'm sorry?
You gotta have heart.
Can you elaborate on that?
Miles and miles of heart.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Everybody is basically on the same page here that he's not showing up this week, right? We're all like,
No. Like
was it Jason who said he would fall down on the field if Rodgers showed up? Because I kept picturing Shane Falco when he runs back into the stadium there and he's got the long hair kind of like bouncing behind his head.
We got a game to play. Nobody can beat Dallas with these losers.
I can't.
Yeah, Falco, it's great to see you. Now get the hell out of my locker room!
Coach?
What the hell took you so long?
Chuck.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He's back and forth with the little jog. I kind of pictured Rodgers doing that this weekend.
But people are making such
Matt
a big
LaFleur's
deal.
Matt LaFleur's just pounding his chest.
They're
What's
making
it
a big,
take? Heart.
They're making a big deal
Can
of the
Can you expound upon that?
The fine is never going to be paid.
Look, Matt, here comes Falco. Falco's back.
What happened to Martel?
I don't know, but the way Falco's running there and that look he has in his eye, he thinks he's going to play.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it.
Just gonna put this out there right away, in case you were coming thinking, you know what, it's been a rough 24 hours around these parts, and lighten the mood a little bit by listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Nope. Super frustrated, I felt so lousy last night, you guys. I went straight to bed because I didn't want to take out any of my frustration. Now, this guy was already in bed at halftime, so.
No.
I made it to the fourth quarter.
And then you went to bed.
But I gave you guys a warning, which obviously you didn't heed.
What was your warning?
Gabe?
It's over.
But you have to tell everyone when Chu said it was over.
I only watched part of the third quarter because Chu told me it was over. I was driving back. I was in Kenosha last night for On the Tee with Stephen Watson. I was driving back. He sent a text saying it's over. I checked the score. It was 27-17.
I knew.
You could just tell by the way they were playing.
By the way they were playing.
Listen, I don't think that's far off.
Chu's our NBA expert.
I am. I've scouted Nets throughout this whole season, and I knew it was over. I just don't get it.
Can you name someone on the Nets other than Harden, Kyrie, or KD?
Yeah.
Who?
Rodgers.
I thought it was someone like, you know.
Just the word someone? Can you name someone on the Nets?
Someone like Joe Harris.
DeAndre's on the team.
Nope.
Actually, he is on the team.
And not on the floor, hey, but he was on he's on the team.
Bucks and six, yeah. You're fired.
Again.
You're fired.
Know, who can do math in this room? Everyone should be raising their hands except for Chewy. I guess maybe Jen too.
Give me your argument.
They got to win. They got to lose two to win six. There's my argument.
Are you a betting man?
Sure. You want to bet
that they're going to win in six?
Yes. What would you like to bet?
I'll give you 25-1 odds.
What are you betting? Just put something on it. $20, $5,
$100.
$100.
So I have to give him $100.
I'd have to give you.
But if the Bucks win in six,
you'd have to give me $2,500.
Correct.
I'll give you $250.
Still might be worth it, Ashley. I'd take it.
That's 2.5 to 1.
All right. We'll just do it at a $10 bet. All right. $10. I'll take it.
It is a no-show Tuesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. The Bucks decided not to show up against the Nets last night, lost by 39. At one point, they were down by 49.
Wait. We're waiting until now to say it's a no-show Tuesday? I'd have stayed in bed today.
Yeah, well, I had to get you guys here somehow. I couldn't let you know before this very moment. You're already in the chair. You got the headphones on, so you're here. But Rodgers also probably not showing up to Green Bay Packers mandatory minicamp. So we're asking you this morning, what's more annoying? 800-990-3776. What's more annoying? Which no-show is more annoying? The Bucks not showing up last night against the Nets in Game 2, getting absolutely smoked, blown out, just annihilated. in the playoffs, or Rodgers not showing up to mandatory minicamp.
I think you have to look at the positives of both. If the Bucks won last night, you'd be like, all right, 1-1. Okay, I'm feeling pretty good. If Rodgers shows up today at minicamp and participates, you're like, oh, I feel so much better now.
So you're right? saying, which so more annoying is Rodgers then?
Rodgers not showing up.
Because if he had shown up, it would feel a lot better than the Bucks being 1-1.
Correct. I go the other way. I go to expectation. Like, I'm not. I haven't expected Aaron Rodgers to show up for a long time. Rodgers not showing up today, not really that annoying because I wasn't expecting him to show up.
Yeah.
The Bucks completely not showing up last night with no James Harden on the floor, with the series and Bud's job. I mean, all the stuff on the line. And they lay the egg that they did last night.
Which
like, I was expecting
terrible.
So much more out of the Bucks last night. It's just, that's what makes this so incredibly frustrating. I don't understand how you can go looking as good as you did against the Heat to whatever they've done the last two games. Because they have looked like two completely different teams. I understand the Nets are really good. The Nets aren't this much better than the Bucks.
No.
They could not miss. They could not miss. And I said this to Gabe this morning. I have never seen two smoother shooters on the floor at the same time as Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. It like their shot is just like poetry in motion. And it looked at times, guys, and maybe this is the other thing about the frustration of the game last night. It looked at times like the Bucks forgot how to play basketball.
Yeah.
You know those scenes in Space Jam where the talent is just like sucked out of the NBA players? There were moments last night where it looked like someone had sucked the talent out of them mid-play.
Is this a subplot in Space Jam 2? I mean, it's coming out soon.
Where's LeBron?
I put most of the blame on Bud.
Really?
Yeah. Because even in the day, in his run of MVPs, when Brett would throw a pick or play stupid, Hungry would still go over and say, What are you doing? Like, where's the what are you doing from Bud?
Well, but I also think that goes to the psyche of each player. Like, I think Brett was the type of guy who could handle that. And this is not criticizing Giannis's fortitude or competitiveness, but I don't. Bud, is that Giannis? Do you go up to Giannis and go, what the hell are you doing?
Should be able to.
I don't know if that's Bud either. I don't know if Bud. I mean, Bud's a guy who looks like he's confused at all times. That's just the facial expression
yes,
that he constantly
correct.
Has. But I don't think Bud's really a yeller.
You don't have to be a yeller. I mean, what are you doing? You know, just the tone. It doesn't have to be yelled at. Like, what are you doing? We're down, and you're throwing up these rocks? Coming down and throwing up rocks. He did it a few times.
Yeah, he was 0-3 from 3.
I was more frustrated with the way they put the ball on the floor. Like, you get in a little bit of traffic, and all of a sudden they lose their handles, and it's a turnover. You know, like, you could argue that they were worse on the floor than they were up at the rim.
You know what it looked like? It looked like their first game of the year.
Yeah.
It looked like their first game of the year. Like, oh, I'm supposed to cut there on that play. Sorry, that's my bad. We're in the freaking playoffs!
Well, and that's the other thing. It seems like they've just kind of fallen into the trap of where the Nets want them to go one-on-one instead of running their sets, instead of running what they typically do. They've kind of fallen into the trap of just, okay, we're going to go one-on-one here.
I can't tell you, Gabe, how frustrated I've been watching the matchup of Blake Griffin versus Giannis on defense.
Because Giannis has been so good against Blake Griffin whenever they've faced off. It's what I'm saying. It's like he's a different person out there. There's somebody's in his head. It's between his ears right now. You know, and then, of course, we could talk about the free throw challenges because Giannis's game has always been driving to the hole. Yes, he has added some jumpers to his repertoire. We've talked about the three-point shooting, but they are in transition. I don't want Giannis taking a three. Drive to the hole!
Yeah.
And it's almost like he's hesitant or he's scared. Now, they did bring it up on the broadcast last night, guys. Maybe some of that is if he drives to the hole, they foul him. He was 2-for-10 in this series at the free throw line. Maybe that's in his head.
Yeah, 2-of-7 last night.
I don't know. It's just like, all right, we got to make hay while the sun shines. Harden's out.
Correct.
Your eyes should be this big because Harden's coming back. Okay, now they can push it farther down the line. They're down 2. So if they won last night, goes 1-1, Harden's playing, I believe, in the fourth game. They sit him out for 3. Bucks probably win, and he's playing. Now, I don't know when they're going to play him.
God, what
certainly
are you
not going to be the fourth game.
What are you banking on that they're going to win the third game, but other than the bet that you just made with Ashton? But I'm trying to figure out, like, there was nothing last night that made me feel like, oh, God, it's a guarantee when they get to Fiserv Forum, they're going to put all of these woes behind them. We've got Brian and Lake Mills on the line this morning, 800-990-3776. What's more annoying, the Bucks not showing up against the Nets last night, or the other development here in Wisconsin, which is, of course, that Aaron Rodgers is most likely not going to show up to mandatory minicamp today? Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Happy moment here. Let's go with former Badger Cole Caulfield getting the overtime assist to take the Canadiens. That was playoff hockey is just by far so much better than anything else. Now on to the question. What's more annoying is the Bucks, because it's like it's all over again last year. Middleton doesn't show up. Giannis is the MVP of the league in the regular season, and then he's not as good in the playoffs because everyone knows how to play him in the playoffs. Coaching decisions are probably someone else's issue next year because he does not deserve to be back as the coach of the Bucks. And it's all that NBA team at this stage can be blown out like that. It just makes for really bad basketball. I don't understand how it.
Yeah, like
when you were that good.
Giannis on Kyrie doesn't work, or it hasn't worked. Okay. So abandon that plan. Put Giannis on KD. Put Drew Holiday on Kyrie. They're going to get their points. So what? But let the other guys beat you. Right?
Yeah. At least make those guys work. And I don't know if it's just they had to clearly change their defensive plan once Dante DiVincenzo went out. But if your season's hinging on Dante being healthy, like, what are we doing?
Roster's not good.
And it's not. I don't want to make it sound like I'm disparaging Dante because I think he has made some big strides this year. And they're clearly struggling without him. But this is like when, you know, the Packers offense was struggling a couple of years ago because they didn't have Tyler Irvin or they didn't have that jet
year.
Sweep guy.
That was like week five.
Yeah, where they're like, we just don't know what to do. We didn't have our jet sweep guy. Like, what? What?
Yeah.
You got all these other, you got Rodgers, you got Devontae, you got Aaron Jones, you got Giannis, you got Middleton, you got Brooke, you got Drew. Like, you've got these other weapons. Yes, it stinks that you don't have Dante DiVincenzo, but it's something that you should be able to, you know, coach around because the other side doesn't have one of their former MVPs in the game, and they look fine.
They seem to be doing just fine without him, right? And you guys made a joke earlier, obviously, in the show where you were asking Chu to name a guy who was not one of their big three, and I would argue that a lot of NBA fans would have a tough time doing that because they are just a bunch of guys, but they are playing their brains out right now.
I mean, Joe Harris is a really good player.
He is really good. But Joe Harris does one thing.
I mean,
he shoots.
He shoots, and he shoots, you know, shoots pretty well. They also have Blake Griffin. Like, but how does Chewy... Like, he named the one guy who didn't play for the Nets last night.
You know
that'd
why?
Like, on the sideline.
That'd be like
he
if
was
we asked
next to Harden.
If
that's
we
why
asked Chewy, hey, other than Giannis, Chris, and Drew, who plays for the Bucks? And he said Axel Toupain.
The like, only what? Guy who didn't
you
play.
You would
call
him Alex
night.
Toupain.
Like, how's that to maybe somehow pulls?
So it is a no-show Tuesday here in the state of Wisconsin. We're talking about how the Bucks did not show up last night against the Nets. And obviously the big thing is now you got to block it all out. You got to put this behind you, and you have 3 full days to marinate on it, right? Today, tomorrow, and Thursday when you take on the Nets again. Criticism is going to be coming fast and furious. You're going to hear it on every single program on ESPN. You're going to hear it on every single program on the NBA Network. You're going to hear it on all the radio shows. People are going to be like, this is the team? This is the team that you were hinging yourself on, the East?
And they were favored last night by 2. They were favored by 2.
And you, Bucks, have earned all of the criticism. So now you got to put those earmuffs on. You got to figure out a way to navigate the next couple of days. And you got to figure out a way to get back to championship basketball because this was not the Milwaukee Bucks. This was the Milwaukee Yucks. We have Jason Wilde coming up next on the show. But before we get to that, I got to tell you about the best windows that you can buy from Universal Windows Direct. Universal Windows Direct windows will save you money on your energy bills and make cleaning a breeze. And of course, it's summertime. So everybody's out walking around, riding bikes, joy riding around the neighborhood, and they're going to be looking at the homes and they're going to be noticing who did some improvements over the last year or so, and you should be one of them with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. Here's the best part though. If you order new windows from Universal Windows Direct, you can put off paying for your windows for 2 full years. Call now to schedule your personal estimate and take advantage of Universal Windows Direct. Buy one window, get one window free, plus zero payments and zero interest for 2 full years. Here's the number, 414-410-2000, 414-410-2000, or click now, UniversalWindowsDirect.com. That's UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Jason Wilde next.
Ready? Down.
All Packers, all the time.
I would fall down on the Clark Kinkle Field sideline if I saw number 12 in uniform Tuesday.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There is a feeling that, you know, if things weren't so dysfunctional in this building and we could fix the culture, I wouldn't really want to leave.
Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
We'll take a break from lamenting over the Bucks' embarrassing loss last night and chat with Jason Wilde about the Packers because it is a big day in Green Bay as well. We're calling this the No-Show Tuesday, Jason. Does that still stand as far as you know? We expect Aaron Rodgers to no-show today?
Yes. Based on conversations I had yesterday, we're not expecting him. But hey, when you own or lease or ride share a private jet, maybe he left late last night. I can't say for 100% certainty that he might not, you know, show up. And I do know this. I talked to somebody yesterday that if for some reason he did show up, he wouldn't be necessarily expected to participate. So I guess we'll wait and see.
Jason, are people making too big a deal over the fines? Because A, if he comes back to the Packers, they're not going to be paid. It'll be waived. And if they trade him, the same will happen, right? So are people making too much of the fines?
Well, I mean, first of all, they don't have to fine him. They're not required to for mm-hmm. this. They could deem this an excused absence, which, you know, again, he's forfeiting a $500,000 workout bonus by not participating. So I don't know if whatever this would add up to, $90,000 or something like that. Yeah. Would bother him that much. Certainly the rest of us in the world it would, but not him. But if you waive them or you say it's an excused absence, you know, it's a nice little gesture, certainly a better gesture than writing a column on the team website that basically tries to say that he's dividing your fan base. So I would probably waive them if I were them.
So, Jason, you weren't a fan of the Mark Murphy, Murphy Takes Five column this month that really nobody knew existed until the last couple of months when this is how Murphy has chosen to directly address the Aaron Rodgers situation.
Yeah, I was... first of all, I read it every month. It's at the first Saturday of every month. Appointment reading. Although I don't generally read it immediately when it comes out, but I was, Sydney had a soccer game that morning, and after it posted, some of my beat writer colleagues read it, and the reaction was universal for us. Now, I got into some discussion during halftime of Sydney's soccer game with some fans on Twitter, which always goes so well for me. Who were downplaying? Hey, he's just stating the obvious. No, we have to be able to understand nuance. I mean, he did this for whatever reason, and perhaps because he didn't think it through. I don't know, but the intent of that was to put it on Rodgers for dividing the fan base. That is why. I mean, I would be willing to bet that if a PR professional had read that column, they would have said, you know what, I don't think this is such a great idea. Well, don't poke the bear type deal.
Or
but he posted it.
Or Jason, does he know this is beyond repair and that's why he did it?
Chewy, I don't think this is beyond repair. I know there are those that have suggested that. I can only go based on the conversations that I've had with people mm-hmm. that are involved, and I don't think that Rodgers has drawn a line in the sand that says, there is no way in God's green earth I'm coming back. I can tell you for certain that that's not the case. Now, what, you know, all these games that we're playing with percentages, like, I can also tell you that he is not committed to coming back. Like, the problem with all this, and I keep using these phrases, and I know it's getting redundant, kind of like when I say again frequently on the show, Gabe, but it's, I don't think he knows how this is going to end. I think, you know, there's the variable of the contract. Now, I think the contract has long been offered, but I think he wants something more than just money that gives him security now. I think we have to take the limited amount of on the record from Aaron Rodgers' mouth information that we have and apply it to the situation. So what do we have? We have an interview at the Kentucky Derby on camera with some betting website in which he talked about wanting to own a horse someday. Well, that's not going to help us, so cross that off the list. We have Mike Tirico relating what Aaron Rodgers said to him, part of which was that he was disappointed this came out. I think we have to consider the possibility that that is genuine and that he did not want this to spill into the public eye. Maybe his agent did. Maybe the Packers did. Maybe the San Francisco 49ers caused it to by tampering, whatever it is. But it's possible that this is not something that Aaron Rodgers wanted in the public eye until perhaps today when he wouldn't have shown up for the minicamp, and then it would have become a story. The most important piece that we have is the stuff he said to Kenny Mayne. And again, I think we need to underline and boldface and italicize the stuff he's saying there, because that was, he didn't address whether he'd asked for a trade. He didn't address if he was going to show up for minicamp. All the football stuff that you would have wanted concrete answers to, he didn't address. But he talked at length about what he feels about the culture and how people are treated and how leadership seems to have forgotten that it's about people. It's not about the brand name or the building or all that stuff. And then he went through the list of people that he loves and left off a part of the organization that's pretty prominent that he clearly doesn't love.
So Jason, I got to jump in here. Jason, I got to jump in here. So what does he want? I know that we're going through the whole lineage. I know we're going through all the information. And I think I love that you said, I don't think this is beyond repair. I don't think he's drawn a line in the sand. So what would make him come back?
I don't know, Jen. I don't know. I mean, my point is that I think beyond the contract, he needs to feel like the culture is going to change in a meaningful way. And we know that Mark Murphy is not going to fire Brian Gutekunst, which I don't expect him to. It is interesting that the other answer in that take five to a, again, not a question that asked about Brian Gutekunst, but one that called him a jerk, which I don't understand why you pick that either, but again, not my decision on that column. He went into this long defense of Brian Gutekunst, one that I thought actually went way too far and was not accurate of what Brian Gutekunst, who has been a good to very good GM, I don't think his resume matches what Mark Murphy tried to sell in that column. So, look, I don't know exactly what he wants, but I do know that there is no doubt that last offseason, the collaboration that Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, Nathaniel Hackett, and Luke Getsy did with the offense meant the world to him and led to extreme success offensively. If you can find a way to have a collaborative environment in the other aspects of the operation, I think that would help your chances a hell of a lot to have him as your quarterback this year.
Jason, that's all the time we have with you this morning. Thanks so much for the insight. We will be paying close attention to what happens up in Green Bay this week, and we'll chat with you again later.
Sounds good, guys. Take care. Be good.
You can hear Jason Wilde each and every day on Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin right after this very show.
No payments for a year. That's right. No payments for a year with Window Select. Let me tell you about my friends at Window Select, a local Milwaukee-based company offering replacement window siding and doors. If you're in the market for a new window siding or door, all you have to do is contact my friends at Window Select. Because right now, they have a special buy one, get one free window deal with no payments for a year. That's right, no payments for a year on top of buy one, get one free windows. And they back up all their products, because they believe in them so much, with a double lifetime warranty. Double lifetime warranty. Every window you buy, you get one free with no payments for a year. So call them today. Set up that free estimate for new windows, siding, or doors. The number is 262-703-3500. Or just go to windowselect.com. Tell them you heard it from me, Gabe Neitzel, right here on ESPN Milwaukee.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
No. I think
As
we need
in
to
Dairy
asterisk.
Queen, very good.
I think we need to asterisk.
Asterisk.
Right there. Hey, you're right there.
I am a man of integrity.
Oh, I know that.
And
on 94.5 ESPN.
I can only go based on the conversations that I've had with people that are involved. And I don't think that Rodgers has drawn a line in the sand that says there is no way in God's green earth I'm coming back. I can tell you for certain that that's not the case.
That is unquestionably good news for the Green Bay Packers, because I think there are a lot of people who have thought that he was dug in so deeply, there was no chance he would ever be under center again in Green Bay. So great information there from our pal and teammate, Jason Wilde. But what will it take? Because I think that's the next inevitable question, right? If that's the case, and he has not drawn a line in the sand, and Jason said, I don't think this is beyond repair, what will it require? Because it does feel a little like splitting hairs, right? Jason was talking about how Rodgers has talked about the philosophy, the culture, the character of the organization. How do you change that without firing people, without getting rid of people, right? And the organization has already said, and again, going back to that Murphy Takes Five, an endorsement of the people who would be in charge of or who would contribute to the philosophy, the culture, and the character. So this feels to me a little like an impasse, guys. This is where I kind of come back to, this is why I don't think he's coming back, because what he wants, they're not going
to
do.
Well, and at some point, Rodgers would have to have a leap of faith, right? If Gutekunst and Murphy come, hey, we're going to do this differently, this differently, this differently. It's like when you decide to get back with an ex, and the ex is like, oh, I'm going to do this different. I'm going to do, and ultimately nothing's going to change, right? Like,
well, hopefully change. I mean, that's the thing. But you're right. There has to be that period of wait and see.
Like, you have to have that leap of faith. And again, some people decide, yeah, I don't think you're capable of that change. We're not getting back together. So that's what Rodgers has to do. If the Packers come to him and say, hey, we hear you, we understand you on the culture stuff, here's what we're planning on doing differently, it's then up to Rodgers to, okay, I believe that this is actual meaningful change that you're committed to, or you're just saying something to appease me, and ultimately nothing's
going
to change.
But that's why I don't like going up there anymore, because it's so corporate. I don't need a security guy to walk around with me in Lambeau. I just don't, you know? It's just, I go up there
to
see the
security guy?
Not as big as me.
I
go up there.
Wait.
I understand why you don't need the security guy.
Well,
it's kind of like, I could handle this. Speaking of handling, could Chewy or could he not handle Ben Brust?
Oh, yeah.
Ben Brust, who went on his show yesterday and said that he and Scalzo could tag team us and beat us.
What?
I wanted to do it, though. All right, phrasing.
We still doing that?
It was Royal Rumble, right? It was Royal Rumble.
Yes.
He said that in a Royal Rumble, he and Scalzo could beat us.
Is that with a chain link fence?
No, that would be a cage match.
Ooh, I kind of like the cage match.
I mean, honestly, Chewy, I like you in just about any kind of match in the WWE versus...
How about a singlet?
Literally everyone in
no,
this
it's
company.
Not. What do they wear? Speedo?
I mean, it depends. Some guys go Speedo.
Okay.
Some guys go like full length, like kind of tights with the boots.
My right leg weighs more than both of them. I mean, I saw Ben. What does he weigh? 160? Huh? With Scalzo's, his clothes on?
And Scalzo's smaller.
Huh?
Like, you think that, I believe the quote from Ben was, Greg could take the lower body, he'll take the upper body. Like, so now
but
I'm
that
just
still
like,
leaves one of us, whether yeah. it's you or it's me, to be the other person.
Like, I mean, Jen, we could just sit back and enjoy the show. Because can you imagine Greg Scalzo just trying to dive at Chewie's legs like he's a kid? Like, I see Chewie walking around with Scalzo on his leg, like when your kid is hanging onto the leg. Like, no, don't leave. And that's what Chewie's doing with Scalzo as he's, you know.
They would be Nacho Libre. Did you see them, Brayman? When I ripped my blouse. They started yelling my name.
Yeah, so I don't even know. Ashton, how did this happen? How did they come to the conclusion that they could take us in a Royal Rumble?
Instead of me explaining it, I'm going to use the audio from yesterday's
there
show from Scalzone Breast. Thanks, guys.
Neitzel and Shimura are an interesting combo.
Ones. Yes.
Mostly, so that's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, morning 7 to 9 on ESPN Milwaukee. Neitzel's like a WrestleMania like fan. Like, he might have some moves I'm worried about.
You know I do.
And Shimura's just got, man, scary tight end strength.
Chewy's ridiculously strong. Gabe is like the nicest guy ever, though.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We have some inner rage that I think
we have
would
anger
carry
issues
us.
On this show.
Yeah.
Greg's... Pull everyone, Greg leads the pack in rage.
I mean, we've nicknamed him at times, not all the time, Rage Scalzo. That's not the name of his kid. That is Greg on the show sometimes.
So they were pondering if they could win a tag team match against you two.
Dumber and Dumber, here's an idea for you. Take on Shawnee and Debbie Lozinga, and then you can get to us, okay?
Who are either of those people, Gabe?
All right?
Well, I mean, Debbie does traffic.
Yeah, he got the names very close on both of those people. He got the first name for Debbie, right?
Yes.
I don't know who Shawnee is.
Shawnee.
And I don't know who Lozinga.
That's Debbie.
I mean, in fairness, he calls, what do you call Ben?
What's Shawnee's name?
Brusk. He calls Ben Brusk. Ben Brusk. So,
wait a minute. What is his name?
Brust.
Oh, I thought there was a K.
Yeah, that's very obvious.
Yep, we knew that. It's kind of like breast.
There's no K in Brust?
No K in Brust either.
Brusk.
All right, now let's go. Debbie Lozinga.
Nope.
What is it?
There's no N. Blazaga.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Hey, we've established that spelling is not our strength on this show.
Or saying
or math or
hello,
facts.
Lily.
Really, any
or
speaking.
Knowledge. Yeah. Really just, we haven't really figured out what our strength
yeah,
is.
Do we have
yet.
Strengths?
What is the strength of us
other
on
than
this show?
Chewy's physical strength? Do we have any strength?
Yeah, give me some sugar and they got no chance.
Listen, guys, we put it on the poll this morning. What is more frustrating or annoying today? The Bucks no-showing versus the Nets last night or Rodgers no-showing to camp today? Now, there still is a chance that he could show up. I think Jason referenced that as well. He said, though, that if he did show up, he is not expected to participate. So that is splitting the finest of hairs. What if he does show up? What if he shows up, but he chooses not to participate? Does he collect his money? Does he get his money? They can't find him?
Well, I mean, they can't find him, so he doesn't collect money. But I think he already forfeited.
Oh, it's not like pass and go in Monopoly.
Correct. I think he's already forfeited the $500K by not showing up to the... Because I think the $500K is more or less a bribe for veteran players to show up to the non-mandatory stuff.
If he shows up, doesn't practice, he's playing this season. If he shows up, he's not showing up. I lost my train of thought.
That's fine. I think we all followed
easy,
it. Jason said, I think he wants something more. We're just trying to figure out, and we have been for weeks, but we're just trying to figure out what that is. Because, again, we're talking about splitting of hairs. If it is changing the culture, changing the philosophy, changing the character, doesn't that mean changing the people? Changing the people that would contribute to that culture? And again, to Gabe's point, how much time would Rodgers give them to indicate that there has been a change of culture or philosophy or character? Because again, that's not something you do overnight. You don't just flip a switch and go, oh, character's changed. We changed it.
Well, and
is it the corporate side of it he doesn't like? Because it's extremely corporate, and that's what I wanted to ask Jason, how big the change is. Because when my last year in 2000, it was a family. It was a family. It mm-hmm. was like, hey, pub club, who's coming? Now you go up there and everyone's so guarded, they can't be themselves. And I get it. But they're in the business of making money, and that's fine. That's the way we roll today.
That's the business Murphy's in. That's not the business, like the football the side.
Well,
like
let me ask you a question. Yeah, if you look around the league, guys, is there, and again, we won't be as familiar with the inner workings of any other team, but is there a team that you look at and go, they've got it nailed. They are doing it right. And don't say Tampa Bay because they won the Super Bowl last year and acquiesced to all of Brady's needs. And you know, Arians is out here throwing haymakers at the Packers. Like, is there a franchise that you go, that seems to be a team that has figured out the winning side of things and the culture side of things? Kansas City, Andy Reid. I mean, but we don't know the inner workings.
But I mean, to that point, they got rid of John Dorsey, who did a good job of building some of those, because Dorsey at that point just didn't fit obviously what they wanted to do anymore. Like, they decided to get rid of a successful general manager who drafted their quarterback and kind of turned some things over.
Dorsey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but he didn't fit.
Dorsey's a little different. Then, and I love them.
But again, my question is there an example of a franchise that has nailed both sides of it, where you could sit there and go, that's what Rodgers wants. He's looking across the fence and going, the grass is greener over there. Why can't I have that here?
I think Kansas City, I think to a point, even though Russell Wilson was clearly upset, they were able to somehow mend that. I think that, you know,
and Schneider.
Yeah, Schneider out there along with...
But I'm trying to think of all sports. You know, who would be at the top of that list?
Of, they've
like
kind of figured out.
Like, guys wanting to go there and play.
You could argue the Miami Heat, not the fun part, but like the Heat culture, you could argue what Pat Riley tries to do with luring players by just like throwing his 10 rings on the table and saying, here, I have these. Would you also like some?
Yeah.
I have these, and I'm in Miami.
It's another great selling point. And also, he's like 90 and looks great, so great selling points.
Yeah, how old is Pat Riley?
Nah, he's got to be well into his 70s,
right? Does that
seem
like something we'd be good at?
Guessing how old Pat Riley is?
Yeah. We just went through a list of things that we're very bad at.
Well, but this is something we haven't tried. Maybe
guessing
it's our
age
thing.
Is our thing. All right, guys, throw out a number. Let's see how we do.
72.
69. 75. 75.
76.
I was the closest, so I win.
And we didn't go over, so Price is Right rules.
Yeah. I win.
Chewy still won.
Because I win. All right, well, maybe guessing people's ages is our thing. We'll put that on the list as a possibility to throw on our resume. I think it is an interesting question. What does Rodgers want? I know that we've gone over this for weeks and weeks and weeks, but it does feel very relevant today because Jason came on this show and said, I don't think this relationship is beyond repair. I don't think Rodgers has drawn a line in the sand. So if it is the culture, the philosophy, the character of the Green Bay Packers, this entity, how does that change? Because I'm trying to figure out if that is the case, and this is not beyond repair. It can be fixed. What it will take to do that? Because I think that's where Packers fans are right now. You may say you're ready for him to go. It would be fine. Go, Rodgers. Go. Fine. Who needs you? Bye. But you really want him under center. So if that's the case, what's it going to take to get him under center? I think that's interesting.
While Green Bay has struggled to try to figure out what the QB wants, Chewy, when your wife is upset, you know what she wants.
Well, you know where everyone should go today? Because they're feeling a little down. My wife makes her happy. Happy wife, happy life. Let's go to the jewelry center. Yes, let's be honest. Most guys don't have a clue, including myself, when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe got it right. He went and got his engagement ring, smart thing to do, and he went to the jewelry center. They do in-house repairs as well, watches, which I need from time to time, and other jewelry like my Super Bowl ring that my kids wear without permission and lose diamonds. When it needs work, I will be taking it to the jewelry center. They've got three locations to stop into, Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington, and if my wife can't tag along, she can go through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts on TJC.com. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The Jewelry Center will make it happen in Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington, or online at shoptjc.com.
Can you think of a franchise in the NFL that has really nailed the winning on the field and the culture off the field? And maybe that's what Rodgers is looking at as a, I want to go to there. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. We'll get to your reaction right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
On Water Street, it says no shoes, no service, and I believe he took his shoes off on Water Street at some point.
An advice of counsel, I am going to plead the fifth.
That is the first time ever you have taken counsel's advice, by the way. Okay, I've been trying to get you to take counsel's advice for months.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Maybe we're just trying too hard when really it's closer than.
Much sitting next to Mark Shimura. And you would think that it would be mostly football related. Like, oh, I didn't know that that's what you guys were doing on that play.
Now, there have been times where I have been sitting next to Chewy and he's like diagrammed a play for me, or when I was at Craig's Super Bowl party sitting next to Chew and he is doing the Tony Romo thing. He's like, here's what's going to happen.
Invaluable.
Bah, 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 bah. He's really good. But I don't think what just happened qualifies as a learning experience.
But to be honest, I don't think what just happened can be said on the air. I don't think we can. I think that that has to be one of those, like, keep it in-house, right?
Can't say root ripping?
In regards to Robert Kraft, I just wanted to know what happened. What happened? Nothing?
I believe it was dismissed.
Okay.
For the record, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't say it. I didn't say it on the air. Gabe said it on the air.
Well, but if I said it without any context, nobody has
heard. Yeah, sure. He provided the context.
He did.
So
it's Chewy's fault.
Teamwork makes the dream work, guys. Lots of reaction
doing,
on
Ash?
Our ESPN Bad. Milwaukee talk and text line. Remember that number, of course, is 800-990-3776. We've asked a couple of things this morning, and we're getting reaction to all of it. We asked you, what's more annoying, the Bucks not showing up last night against the Nets, or Aaron Rodgers potentially not showing up today for mandatory minicamp? A lot of people in the camp of it is absolutely the Bucks. It's the typical Bucks playoff series. They got to a point and the offense becomes anemic. That from Zach in Rockford. Jonah in Cedarburg weighing in about the Bucks, saying, hi guys, what the bleep happened last night? I know I'm overreacting when I say that that Bucks performance was pathetic and embarrassing, and quite frankly, they don't deserve to win the series after last night's performance. Then we asked you, what is it that Aaron Rodgers wants? Okay, if Jason Wilde came on our show and said, I don't think this is beyond repair, I don't think Rodgers has drawn a line in the sand, then what does he want? Yes, a change to the culture, philosophy, the character. But does that mean firing people? Because that would kind of go to a report we heard earlier by Charles Robinson saying that he did in fact want Brian Gutekunst fired, which Mark Murphy has said we're not doing. Brandon in Iron Ridge weighing in, saying, under center or not, I won't wear his jersey again or have my kids wear it.
Wow. That's aggressive. What's the date of no point? You know how we say that deadlines spur action?
Yep.
What's the deadline?
31st.
And the deadline is not the first game of the year.
July 31st.
Wait, you don't think so, Chewy?
No.
Do you think it's before that or after that?
I think it's much before that. Okay. I'm with Gabe. I think it's the start of camp.
Yeah, July 31st. Start of camp. If he's not there, I won't go start of camp.
I will go a little farther than that, maybe 2 weeks into it, because he's the one that has to come to his senses, right? Do we agree? But I'm with Jen. I'm like, what are you going to do to the building? Yeah, okay, we did that. Yep, he's going to be nicer to you. We told him, okay? He won't park in your spot anymore. We got you. What the hell do you want? What do you want?
A better culture.
Well, how do you fix culture?
Well, again, and that's one of those things. It's just such a vague demand, and culture doesn't change with, okay, I've decided to change the culture. It's through actions over time. And the one thing that, as we approach whatever deadline you want to say, if you want to say it's the first game of the season, if you want to say it's halfway through camp, if you want to say it's the beginning of camp, like that's not enough time to concretely show that you've changed your culture.
But that's the problem, is even if Rodgers gives them a certain amount of time and says, okay, you know, Gabe, you made the reference earlier about a spouse or a partner who betrays your trust, right?
Yep.
And you have to make that decision in the moment. Am I going to give this person another chance, or am I going to walk away and cut my losses? And if you decide to give that person another chance, then you have to have a certain amount of time in your head that they can commit to that change, because it's not going to be overnight. It will take a few months before you start seeing the evidence of the trust being built back and the evidence of the behavioral changes. And like, is Rodgers willing right now to give the Packers that time?
The interesting part here would be then, I mean, because the Packers can very easily still get rid of him after this season.
Yes.
So with that? You know, does he redo a new contract that guarantees he's going to be here? And the Packers change, the culture doesn't change, then he's stuck here. But then if he doesn't commit to them, they can just go, yeah, Aaron, we'll change it. Don't change it. And then continue on with whatever their plan was prior to this and get rid of him at the end of the year.
It kind of feels like Brennan and Step Brothers. I didn't want salmon!
I told you four times! This wedding is horse...
I mean, okay.
Gabriel!
What?
You almost did it!
I know.
I mean, between Root Ripper and that...
What the hell's wrong with you today? You're supposed to be on my side.
Yeah, this is the Gabe we like.
Your puck's getting swept. Thanks for nothing, Gabe.
What? Now, talk about going to extremes. You don't have to have that reaction to Gabe kind of going off the rails a little bit.
Disagree.
It was a bad day yesterday.
We've also asked if there's a franchise out there that you think Rodgers is looking at with, like, longing eyes and saying, I want to go to there. Chef Ed weighing in saying, I think the tight ship that Belichick runs can't be overlooked. We've talked about the Patriot way here. But again, that was almost like constricting, wasn't it? It was almost like suffocating for some players.
It is, and that's why they're having so much fun in Tampa Bay. Because they're like, oh, we don't have these restrictions. It's not... You know, the Patriot way, we can have fun.
It's like when you grow up in a strict household and then you get off to college.
Well,
and you go,
preacher's daughter. You all heard about the preacher's daughter.
And it's just interesting because who knows what Tom Brady would have been without that, right? And at some point he outgrew it, but I think he needed it early.
Well, it's like what would Brett be if he didn't have Holmgren?
Correct. Oh, I 100% agree with that.
You know?
100% agree with that.
Yeah.
And eventually you outgrow that and, you know, you need something different. You need a different type of challenge. You've kind of learned some lessons from that.
But so I'm going through all these teams in the NFL. There's really, I don't know, what's a fun place to play? Right?
Somewhere they win.
It's all about winning, making money.
Baltimore?
They would, yeah.
I think Baltimore's
on the list.
I think Baltimore's kind of figured it out.
Colts?
Does Buffalo? I know that we don't really think about Buffalo as like a fun place, but all of a sudden it feels like they've got a winning culture going on there.
They got good wings.
Circle the wagons.
They got good wings.
Blue cheese or ranch?
I spent a week there one night.
Are you going to answer Dan's question?
What was his question?
Blue cheese or ranch?
Oh, blue cheese. Ranch is so beat down. It's overrated.
I don't know, man. I crushed some fries with ranch this weekend. Highlight of the weekend. So good.
Mustard's good, too. Except on the boy's tongue when they swear, Ashton. You want to hear what they said?
Was it Root Ripper?
No, Ashton's going to quit.
You did come in with that goal today, so bravo, Gabe. More Jen Gabe and Chewy after this.